Well, all right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and I have good news, folks. The House has passed a stimulus bill, the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Final vote was 220 to 211. The bill is pretty much passed on party lines. No Republicans in the House voted to support the bill, but one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, did vote no. The bill will now be sent to President Joe Biden to be signed into law, and according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, President Biden will sign the bill at the White House on Friday afternoon. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that this vote is a critical moment in our country's history and that today we have a real opportunity for change. Meanwhile, top House Republican Kevin McCarthy called the bill costly, corrupt, and liberal. Just as a reminder of what's in this bill, it contains $1,400 direct payments to single taxpayers making no more than $75,000 a year, plus $1,400 per dependent, adult and child dependents. It has $2,800 checks, obviously, to married couples making no more than $150,000 a year, plus $1,400 per dependent. Stimulus checks phase out completely at $80,000 of income for single taxpayers and $160,000 of income for married taxpayers filing jointly. The bill extends to $300 a week unemployment through September 6th and expands the child tax credit to $3,600 for children up to age 5 and $3,000 for children ages 6 to 17. It's pretty much what you need to know today. Obviously, great news. The next step here is for the president to sign this bill into law. I'm also keeping my ears out for any information from Treasury and the IRS regarding the timing of stimulus payments, as well as the monthly payments, right, for the child tax credit paid in advance. Thank you so much for watching this brief update. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.